to the Zen Brain Podcast,
where we explore alternatives to psychiatric medication and strategies for conscious lifestyle change. Here's your host and philosophical entertainer, Michael Pierce.
Michael Pierce.
Due to the extreme conditions we're currently facing, increasingly more and more individuals have to reinvent themselves. This is very exciting news for the world. We are, by choice or force, being placed on our true paths. We're living in one of the most exciting times in history. It may not appear that way right now, but one day we'll all look back and realize the magic of this current time that we're living in. We're in the midst of one of the great economic and spiritual transitions in history of the world, and we're all right in the center of it. So, listen to these words as you move forward in your life. The world is based on energy, and it always comes back to you. In some cases, it moves quickly, and in other people, it takes a little longer. You must be willing to let go deep within yourself. The choices each individual makes on a moment-by-moment basis create the reality that they live. You are able to go left or right. Each decision comes with its own set of outcomes. But why are we here? You know, What am I supposed to do with my life and with all this time that I have? These are some of the questions that we'll explore in this podcast. And you can join me on this journey into a world of conflict and contradiction and some frustration. We'll explore a world filled with manipulation and corruption. Your belief system will be challenged at every turn as we uncover some of the oldest and most profound myths of this world. My goal is to help you connect to your true self, to help you move away from conventional thinking and create a life definition that works for you. We all have our own unique definitions for the elements defining a successful life. Unfortunately, most people spend their lives defending their life definitions to themselves and to the people who supposedly care about them the most. Your objective is actually very simple. To become successful, all you have to do is reach a state of complete inner peace. As you know, this is easier said than done in today's hectic world. If you are able and willing to shatter your current belief system and take a leap of faith, this will be a voyage like no other. So remember, in order to continue, we all must have open minds so we can find our true calling. Have you discovered your calling? Yeah, your calling. You know, the reason you're alive, your personal mission in life. If you don't have a clue, and you're a little bit curious at least, then just answer these questions in your mind and in your heart. Are you doing precisely the kind of work that makes you want to jump out of bed every day? Does your work fulfill a need deep inside to express yourself, your talents, your values, your unique and precious gifts? Does your work allow a balanced life, one that leaves time for family and friends, for physical activities and hobbies? Do you love what you're doing? If you answered yes to all of these questions, and congratulations, there is a good chance that you've achieved what the Buddhists call right livelihood. If you haven't found the work yet that you're meant to do, then keep listening, and you are about to find your true calling. And when you find that calling that is uniquely yours, your life will be forever transformed. The way to find out about your happiness is to keep your mind on those moments when you feel most happy and when you are really happy, not just excited, not just thrilled, but deeply happy. And then ask yourself each day as, you know, you're getting ready for the day. It probably sounds something like this. Your alarm goes off, you hear the buzz, and you get up, you drag yourself out of bed. Maybe you're dreading another day at a job that's got a lot of stress and very short on gratification. And I guess what I'm asking you is this. Are you happy working in a career that is fulfilling and enjoyable? Because when you really love your work, you greet the day like this. You don't need an alarm because you can't wait to get out of bed and dive into another day where your work feels similar to play. And maybe you think it's too late. Maybe you believe that you have somehow missed your calling and that you're not getting any younger. However, this leads me to my next question, and that is, how do you find work that will feed your soul? When you discover your calling, you may find your life taking you in completely unexpected directions. You see, anyone can get a 9-to-5 job. A job is something that pays the bills but all too often fails to feed the spirit. In addition, when your spirit is starved for meaning and meaningful, satisfying work, your happiness, of course, is going to suffer. Did you know that individuals who love what they do for a living actually live longer? So here's your million-dollar question. Do you believe you were put on this earth to sit in commuter traffic, to suffer through the performance evaluations and reorganizations, to have to answer to a boss that is, well, you know, were you really created to spend your life having the Sunday night blues? On the other hand, do you believe, as I do, that you were put here to follow a calling that is uniquely yours? If this idea of loving what you do appeals to you the way I see it, here are your options. You can keep plodding along week after week, hoping that inspiration will somehow, in some way, suddenly strike in a flash, and your true calling will be revealed. You're able to make a promise to yourself right there, you know, to take the first bold step on behalf of your dreams. So if you ever feel confused and pulled in so many directions at one time that you can't figure out what you're interested in or how it could all possibly fit together, underneath the indifferences and confusion, there is a still voice saying, there has to be more than this. And there is. The great news is that it does all fit together because you fit together. You wouldn't be the way you are without all of the fabulous bits that come together in a delightful human you are, which includes all the struggles that you've gone through. See, you were designed this way. You have a purpose and a plan, and your soul signed up for all the challenges and opportunities you're experiencing. However, it can feel pretty confusing and discombobulating until you finally understand what that plan really looks like. So here are 7 tips to help you find your true calling and understand your spiritual master plan. Number 1, pay close attention to your deepest, most secret, most inner longings. They are the voice of your soul calling you to the exact right place where you belong. Do you dream of being on stage, writing a best-selling novel, producing a life-changing film, or changing the way people think about their spirituality? Pay attention to these. You aren't just fooling yourself. Your soul knows what it knows. You wouldn't be called to it if you didn't have it in you. If you're called to it, it's part of your purpose. Number 2, track the challenges in your life and unravel the common threads. Your challenges are your instructors. They show you the place you need to heal and grow so that you're able to become who you're meant to be. So if you're struggling with finding your sense of self-worth, or trusting the universe, or trusting others, or feeling bombarded by life like nothing works out for you, these are all clues to tell you what you need to work on, what you're here to teach other people, and what you have chosen to master in this life. Number three, build a relationship with your higher self. When you pay attention to those yearnings, also ask yourself for guidance. It embodies who you are, even if you do not yet consciously grasp the enormity of your own brilliance. By strengthening that relationship with your higher self, you strengthen that brilliance inside of you. What admirable traits do you already have? Wisdom, beauty, kindness, serenity. Write a list of what is most significant to you. Be truthful with yourself. Think broader than a simple job. Is your family most significant? Is your religious faith most significant? Your financial security? Ask yourself what you want to be remembered for. Your true priorities should direct your search for your true calling. Number five, write a list of what you enjoy doing and a list of what you do well. Look for overlaps. For example, if you love music and you're a skilled guitarist or vocalist, your calling might be to connect with music. Number six, ask other people who know you well what they think you would be best doing. Don't take their advice as the final, say-so, but consider their input very carefully. Number seven, put down what you are presently disgruntled with. What would you like to see change? Number eight, consider the needs around you. How do current needs and openings correlate with what you have to offer? Who could benefit from your talents, passions, and abilities? Number nine, take a personality assessment. Number 10, consider multiple chances for finding and living out your true calling. For some individuals, it may be a job, but for other people, it may be volunteer service. Still, others view their duties within their families as their means of carrying out their true calling. And number 11, do not be afraid to try something new. Finding your true calling often involves trial and error. Take a chance and launch out into something you suspect might be your true calling. You may just succeed and discover even greater satisfaction and purpose for your life. Even if you fail, you can learn more about yourself and which avenues you should pursue in the future. Finding your true calling can mean different things for different people. The basic premise is your personal satisfaction with what you're doing. The process of discovering your true calling can take time, effort, and even risk. Although it is not necessarily easy, you can follow some basic steps to make achieving this goal more accessible. These are powerful hints that guide you to who you really are at the core. So make sure to cultivate them. When we have goals, we have our destination in each period of our life. Whether we will get to those destinations depends on the actions that we take. In order to have the right actions, we need to have a plan. And it is, however, difficult for many individuals to follow through with the plan despite the need to accomplish the goal. So whatever the reason is that people are unable to follow through, one of the most common reasons that make individuals do not follow through is that they are not willing to be out of their comfort zone. We are all animals of habit. We generally do what we're used to. This is a normal animal instinct. We feel safe when we are certain on the results we'll get from our actions. The space that we limit our actions is called the comfort zone. We are comfortable staying in that zone. On the contrary, we feel unsecured when we are out of it. We have the comfort zones in every area of our life, and we need to realize how important it is to step outside of our comfort zones. The disadvantages of remaining in your comfort zone is that you will never grow within it. You will not grow physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, and on the relationship with other people. We must practice our mind to get used to working our way towards our goals despite feeling uncomfortable. So the following 7 tips will assist you in following through with your plan. Number 1. Acknowledge what you want and why you want it. You need to know what you want out of every action and the reasons why you want it. You won't be prompted to do what you're supposed to do if you're not clear on what you want. Clarity is your power to get you started. Be clear on your goal. You have to decide what you want and then make the dedication to achieve it. Number 2. Decide what you love to do. Your actions to your goals will have to be repeated again and again. If you do not love what you do, it is very hard to continue doing it. Your brain will tell yourself that you have no fun doing it. This is why individuals give up a lot easier than they're supposed to. Many individuals say they don't have an option. On the contrary, they don't really decide to do what they love. Rather, they let themselves in doing what they don't like. It's up to your decisions to stop what you think you must do and go to the area that you love most. Number 3, begin doing something. Another thing that happens to many individuals is that when they want something, they don't even bother to begin doing something. You're able to do anything by beginning to do something that is aimed at your goal. Once you have the first step, other steps will be a great deal easier for you and they'll show themselves along the way. Number 4, keep your momentum. Once you begin doing something, do not let your actions die afterwards. Keep doing what is in your plan. Don't let your mind fly away while you're taking action. Center on your goals. You're able to make a vision board or some kind of a goal vision note that you see often. This will help prompt the reminder of the importance and keep that energy moving forward. Number 5, value your actions and results. Review your actions and see if you need to correct anything. Keep your statistics and your metrics and track them often. Change your approach when you need to, but don't change the goal. Number 6, resolve not to give up. Not giving up is one of the best qualities of successful people. You need to make sure that you have the quality, but commit to yourself that you will not give up no matter what happens. And number 7, visualize your success regularly. Visualization will make your subconscious mind attract what you want into your life. This is according to the law of attraction. You can attract all situations and attributes favorable to your goal achievement by visualization daily. Visualize in your mind as if you are achieving your goal in front of you, or visualize the thing that happened right before you accomplished your goal. Feel it and absorb what happens. You may want to add the background audio while you're visualizing. It'll help enhance that attraction. You can even use frequencies and binaural beats to assist this. There are many background audios, both on my channel as well as, you know, just go search Spotify or YouTube. But anyway, not following through with what you're supposed to do is one of the major hurdles to your success. And this talks about why this happens and how to overcome it. Our passions are what give life its juices. Discover your passion and follow up on it is one of the better ways you're able to use your time. Even if you do know what you genuinely love, many of us feel that it's somehow selfish to spend time and energy on doing things just for fun. We believe we should be serious and responsible and spend our time working hard to accomplish our goals. We feel worthy and virtuous when we attend to endless tasks and slave away at tasks that we detest. We feel ashamed about spending time on things that actually make us feel alive and happy. And, you know, it really is just kind of a messed up way of looking at things. So discovering your life passion can mean the difference between happiness and frustration. Do you know what you are passionate about? Is there anything in your life that makes you feel genuinely good and excited or really turns you on? If not, either you haven't found that passion yet or you're just disregarding it and aren't really paying attention to it. Our passions are what give life its juices, like I mentioned. So doing what makes you feel happy is not frivolous or selfish. It's smart. Being pleased makes you healthier and more productive and nicer to be around. And in addition, whom are you actually helping by working yourself into the ground and doing things that you don't love? Does anybody truly benefit from the fact that you have an alphabetized spice rack, work 50 hours a week, and say yes to so many requests that you have no energy left to do anything? Do these things make you happy? If not, it's time to check in on how you're spending the treasured minutes and hours of your life. When is the last time you spent a couple hours doing something that made you genuinely feel alive, that made the time fly past and left you feeling stimulated instead of out of energy? It may have been a while, but if you actually give it some thought, you'll probably come up with something. If you genuinely can't seem to find your passion, there are a couple of ways you are able to figure it out. One way is to experiment and try some new activities. The only way you'll find out what you love it doing is by doing it. So who knows, you may discover a passion for ballroom dancing, writing poetry, or bird watching. Next, you need to find additional small ways to search for your passion, including in your life. How about making cards for birthdays and other occasions? Flirt with joining an art class or decorating your personal space. I bet that a beautiful collage above your desk would bring you more joy than perfect, tidy desk drawers. As you find your passion and more time and ways to action it, you become happier. This makes others happier as well. Who'd you rather see each day at breakfast? Somebody who's bored and frustrated or somebody filled with enthusiasm? Whether your passion is for protecting the environment, baking cookies, singing, teaching, or predicting the stock market, pursuing it will definitely give you opportunities to benefit other people by sharing your creations or your knowledge. It may also open up possibilities for following your life passion as a job or a business. So, find your life passion and go for it with all of your heart. Time spent doing what you love will never be time wasted. Finding your calling, being healthy, and stress-free go hand in hand. When you find why you're truly here, you inevitably will become more and more happy. This also allows you to free up some time to focus on your health and, you know, become less stressed. The reason you'll have more time if you find your true calling is that it frees up your time because you're not doing those redundant, tedious tasks you were doing before you found out what you're supposed to be doing in your life. Stress relief techniques can be very beneficial to finding your true calling because it allows you to clear your mind and focus more on what you really want in life. So here are a few tips on how to reduce stress. Most of the individuals are under never-ending stress, which may have serious side effects on your life. Stress can affect your mind and your body, resulting in a wide range of health problems. So it's crucial to know how to cope with stress, especially in stressful lives. There are numerous want to relieve stress, and there's stress relief techniques that can help do away with stress instantly and will also help improve the overall quality of your life. Some of the techniques are probably already some that your regular daily activities, and it's quite possible that you already unknowingly follow some of these strategies to reduce stress. So here are the best stress relief methods that actually work. Number one, exercises and mood control. With exercise, you release the tension and stress, whether it's running, working out of the gym, or doing a sports training such as tennis or basketball. Exercise improves the blood circulation of the body and releases physical stress in the muscles. These activities are able to control a strained situation while controlling a negative mood in progress. Number two, controlled breathing. Breathe in through your nose slowly, then out through your mouth. When you blow the air out of your lungs, you will feel how the tension will flow out of the body. By controlled breathing, we provide the body with the right amount of oxygen and normalize our heartbeat. Number three, massage. Going to a massage is a great way to decrease stress that will absolutely release some of the stress from your body. You'll feel amazing, empowered by the much needed relaxation and help you to calm your muscles. Number four, meditation and yoga. As you likely already know, yoga is a great stress relief technique. Yoga gives you several advantages. It supplies you with physical and mental relaxation and contributes to a balanced stress level. Number five, humor. Laughter is a great stress relief method that works. You probably know how great it feels when you're laughing at a friend's joke, amusing comedy, or a stand-up show. With laughter, we stretch the tense-up muscles on our face and release the tension out of our body. We also allow more blood to flow to the pleasant centers of the mind that make us happier. Funny stress relief is a sure winner when we would like to reduce stress fast. Number six, medication. There are ancient medicines that can be resorted to as stress relief methods. Among those are Ayurvedic that heal internal elevated ailments. Others are Mandukparni, Brahmi, and Chatavari. They have been used to clear cure disturbances that include anxiety and levels of stress. Nevertheless, know the correct dose. It alters from one person to another as with, you know, how stressful the case happens to be. Number seven, natural herbs. Through natural herbs as well as incorporations of other factors such as exercises, stress levels can easily be dealt with. However, it is important to choose the right herbs with a tracked effectiveness. Number eight, changing habits. Change of negative and stress worsening habits can also relieve stress. For example, avoid overeating or taking it on those who live with you. Others fail to eat anything and thus worsen the situation. Find balance and stress will not affect you. Number nine, hypnotherapy. If mastered, it removes all the stress and tension afflicting a person while clearing all kinds of negative thinking. In this case, a patient is put in a natural, relaxing, and deep state of mind. Use of hypnosis could help one to easily moderate and learn more about any negative pattern, clear in life, as well as helping positively treat the stress. Number 10, avoiding junk food and sugary foods and other unhealthy toxins in your life. If you feel stressed or in case you are prone to it, avoid sugars and junk foods and make sure to exercise and drink a lot of water to keep that circulation going. Break a sweat. In order to help our body relax, you need to consume enough minerals also, such as vitamin C, calcium, that can help deal with stress levels. Vitamin C can make one to feel rejuvenated and invigorated, while calcium can aid in more of the muscle relaxation, as well as magnesium. Is there something you already love doing? Do you have a hobby or something you love doing as a child but never considered it as a possibility? Whether it's reading comic books, collecting something, making something, creating or building, there is probably a way you could do it for a living. Opening a comic book shop or creating a comic book website, if there is already something you love doing, you're ahead of the game. Now, you just need to research the possibilities of how to make money online. One of the best ways to make money with your passions is by being a content creator and testing your markets with your passions. Is there something that you already love doing, some kind of a hobby? Just brainstorm and think about it. If nothing comes to mind, get out a sheet of paper and just start writing down ideas. Anything that comes to mind, just write it down. Look around your house. Look on your computer. Look on your phone. Look on the bookshelf. Look for inspiration. Just write things down there. No bad ideas. You're just brain dumping and writing it all down, and then you can evaluate it later. Ask around. Search for possibilities. Ask other people for ideas. See what others have discovered as their life passion. Scavenger the internet. Look at different things on YouTube. And just search for other people's passions to see if you align. So don't quit your job just yet. If you find your calling and your passion, don't just turn in your resignation tomorrow. It's best to stay in your job while you research the possibilities. If you can do your passion as a side job and build up the income for a few months or a year, that's even better. It gives you a chance to build up some savings, and if you're going to win business for yourself, you'll need that cash. So while practicing these skills, just keep the task, keep your job, and take your time really refining your process. And there's a lot of people out there that can help you do that as well, and set up systems to be able to test the market and stuff like that. But you got to try it first. It's best to actually test your idea before you actually jump in and create a course or something. Do it as a side hobby or a side job, and see if you really inspires you in the long run. You may be passionate for a few days, but where the rubber meets the road is whether you're passionate about it for at least a few months. And if you pass this test, you probably found something. So do as much research as possible. Know as much about your passion as possible. If this has been a passion for a while, you may have already been doing this. At any rate, do even more research. Read every website on the topic. Buy the best books. Watch the best videos. Either find other people in your area or online who do something similar to what you want to do. And, talk to them and ask them questions to see if you can get any guidance and find out what skills are necessary. How did they get started? See if they have any other recommendations that you're not thinking about. Often you'll find other people are more than willing to give advice. Practice, and practice some more. Keep at it. Don't go into it with an amateur skill level. If you want to make money, be a professional. You need to have professional skills. Get very good at your future career, and you will make money at it. So practice for hours on end. If it's something you love, the practice should be something that you want to do. Never quit trying. If you can't find your passion first, give it a few days, and you'll be sure to fail. So keep trying for months on end if necessary, and you'll find it eventually. Just don't stop. That's kind of the point. Thought you found your passion but got tired of it? No problem. Start over again and find a new passion. There may be more than one passion in your lifetime, so explore all possibilities. Found your passion but haven't been successful making money at it? Don't give up yet. And one of the benefits of being a content creator, especially if you have multiple interests, is that you can put that interest into your podcast or your YouTube channel or whatever it is, and see how people respond to it. And if people are interested, then you can take it further. So there's a new type of career that people with a lot of passions can actually follow, as content creators or value creators on social media. So keep trying and try again until you succeed. Success does not come easy, so giving up early is a sure way to fail. Keep trying and you'll get there. You also want to keep your health in very good standing. It definitely helps to keep your stress levels down. Health is important because the better you feel about the things you're doing will lead you to finding that true calling that you're searching for. So being stress-free has to be the most important. The reason being is because you need to have a clear mind. And your head can be cluttered with things that are mundane and tedious. So if you get the stress levels down, it's easier to focus on what you really want and your true calling. So does your life feel scattered? Is your desk swimming in post-it notes and to-do lists? Do you find difficulty coordinating your schedule, your family schedule, your work schedule? Do you have goals that you never get to? Are there old friends you never get around to calling? Would you love to live a simpler life, but have a tough time finding time to make that happen? Finding your true calling and using the tips and the steps that we've outlined in this podcast will definitely alter your perception on how you can attain your true calling. Don't give up. You can do this. You're already doing it. But if you want to do it, you know, more often, then I would suggest finding a way to express that online and looking for ways to teach other people how to do what you've discovered and be paid for it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Zen Brain Podcast.